This is your first session as Senate President. Talk about some of your overall goals coming into this session personally.
Several things on our agenda that we'd like to accomplish. Probably first and foremost would be some reform on the construction litigation problems that we've seen develop over the last few years here in Colorado. And I think we actually have a realistic chance of getting something passed unlike the last couple of years. So,
has something changed, or do you think lawmakers have just learned from the failed attempts?
Both. And we have certainly run into some issues with prior legislation that we're trying to address. But other things have also changed, including leadership in the House.
I know with construction defects, it's to spur development of new building. Do you see this mainly as a Denver area bill?
Not necessarily. Actually, we see builders across the state on this grand scale of things. Certainly Denver actually has the most problems with affordable housing, and so it will probably see the most benefit from reform like this. But this isn't something that will not benefit rural Colorado. In fact, there are builders out in rural Colorado that are excited about some of these changes because, like anybody even here, the big developers in Denver, the little guy out in rural Colorado has trouble affording those insurance rates just as much as the guys here in the big city.
Republicans have a one-seat majority in the Senate. Does that change how you govern when it is so narrow? And as you know, nationally, we have a divided country coming off the presidential race.
It's on a case-by-case basis. You know, it depends on the issue, it depends on the circumstances, and it depends on who's on which side of which issues.
When Trump won the nomination, you at the time said you didn't trust that he was truly conservative and you weren't that pleased with him being the nominee. Now he is going to be the president. Are there certain things you're going to be specifically looking at to see from him? And do you think anything will impact what happens during the session?
You know, even back then, I was always hopeful that he was every bit as conservative as people thought he was. And from what I've seen so far on some of his appointments, I'm even more hopeful and optimistic over what a Trump presidency will look like.
It sounds like energy will be a big focus with, I know the minority party in your chamber has appointed kind of an energy czar, and then your party has a select committee on energy.
The select committee on energy will focus on many of these issues when it comes to what's happening in D.C. and some of the changes that we might be seeing coming from there, how we can respond to those effectively during the 120-day session.
You'd previously served on the Joint Budget Committee. What do you see as the biggest budget challenges coming into this session?
Well, the biggest budget challenge is the ever-increasing amount that we're having to pay on Medicaid and for the expansions. It's cutting into some of our other, what we feel are necessary functions of government, including transportation infrastructure. That's going to be another one of our main focuses. We're hopeful, actually, to find that solution this year, and it will be a multifaceted solution if we were able to get it done before the middle of May.
Would you consider referring something to voters and letting voters decide whether they'd want to raise the gas tax or come up with some other revenue stream?
If there is going to be a long-term solution to transportation infrastructure, it's going to almost certainly require something that the voters are going to have to weigh in on. What that is, what that looks like, we're still talking about, and we'll continue to address right up to the session and through the session. But what that looks like, I'm not sure, but almost certainly it will be something that the voters will get to weigh in on.
That was Senate President-elect Kevin Grantham from Canyon City. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.